The conference will now begin.
Okay, Chavra. Let us continue here. Zocha Baruch Hashem, the start, the first part really of the halacha, because Osalaf is all a chazara from Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nachman is going to take the major yesod that we learned that we spoke about for a few times, already taking the big idea, the Hasaga of Elokus, which is a Chachma Ila, a very high level, supernal wisdom, and trying to break it down to pieces so we could chew it, digest it, and not choke on it, and not throw up from it, and not totally miss the boat, or, you know, someone's telling me, I don't know if it's Emesdik, but they have this food processor. I know, Ellie, you're going to appreciate this. Yeah, there's a food processor, I think it's called the Ninja, or the Bullet, the Silver Bullet, Gold Bullet, something. And the point is, I think, it takes the food and grinds it down to such a small, I don't know if it's maybe it's a drink, because if we eat big chunks of food, our body somehow misses the vitamins and minerals. So this Ninja Bullet thing, I think Rabbi Yoel appreciates it, Ellie. You can work on this. Okay, you're nodding your head. So this is what I heard. It chops the pieces down. He's probably going to go get his right now from the cabinet or something, into such small pieces that your body will not miss the minerals. The minerals are, like, literally waiting right there. So this is the same. That's it right there? Is that the gold or the silver? I heard there's a difference, and you need a gold, and silver is, you know. But it looks gold to me. Anyway, so that's the same thing here. You're taking big chunks that maybe we wouldn't be able to appreciate, right? You learn someone would open up a piece of Kabbalah, something from the Arizal, the Zohar, maybe you could read the words, but it's going to flow through and he's not going to get anything out of it. It's too high. So you need to break it down. How do you break it down? Oh, Baal Shem Tov broke it down. Nesiva Shalom, his yartzeit today, he broke it down. Rabbi Nachman's Torah is very, very big. So if you learn Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson tries to break down Rabbi Nachman's Torah. We need to break things down into smaller pieces in order that we can properly gain all the minerals and vitamins, spiritually, of course. We're not eating any paper. But we're going to try to gain as much as we can. So says Rabbi Nachman Oz Beis. The Kol Zeh and all of this that we're building up the Malchus, we're breaking down big pieces into small chunks. The chunks that we call the Malchus, which is called Chachma Tata, smaller level, a lower wisdom. And building ourselves with that, building our intellect, building our ability to connect to bigger things. The Kol Zeh Nasa B'chol Boker. This happens every single morning. Every single morning this happens. Because in the morning, the Ayelot HaShachar is another name for Malchus. Ayelot HaShachar, Shachar, of course, is referring to the morning. The Ayelot, if you look at note 22, he basically says that when the light of the morning starts to shine, it shines out like rays of light that look like the antlers of the Ayala, of the deer. Or the heart, whatever you want to call it, the deer, the mountain deer. So the first rays of light, right? Not the full sun. The full sun is too big. Straight Elokus is too big. To learn Kabbalah is too big. To learn Rabbi Nachman straight maybe is too big. You need to break it down. You need little rays of light. That's called the Yelos HaShachar. The little light that's breaking out. Also in the morning, a person wakes up, more often than not, he's not jumping out of bed ready to go play a basketball game, ready to go diving. He wakes up slowly, one eyeball, two eyeballs, little moda'ani, washing hands, piece by piece, slowly building until he can get all the elokus he can gather when he davens shachris. You can't just jump right away. Again, it's all the same yesod. Our whole life is built from this. We just don't realize. This is how we work. So this is happening every single morning, and it's called the Yalas HaShachar. Shubachinas Aliyas Amar HaShachar, which is called Amar HaShachar, or Alos HaShachar. What does that mean? The Shachar, which is now the Malchus, the small pieces, we're trying to raise it up. It starts small, Shachar, Shachor, black, we'll discuss in a minute, and we want to Aliyas HaShachar, we want to raise it up. Slowly the rays come, the sun slowly starts to tip its head over the horizon. Shub, until we get to the full grandeur of the sun. Shubachin is Malchus. This is all, again, the union of the Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, which is Chokhma Tato, broken down pieces of divine wisdom. Chokhma Tato Hanal, Shenikra Shachar. This is called Shachar. We explained yesterday that the black is like the pupil of the eye. I think we explained yesterday. Right? We have these small little eyeballs. Somehow, you can look at an elephant, you can look at a mountain range, and it's fitting in your pupil. Right? How do you see? You see from that little black dot in the middle of your eyeball. Tiny. So somehow, we're taking an entire elephant, mountain range, the whole globe, and it's becoming constricted into your eye. That's what shachar, that's what black represents. That's what shacharis represents. That's what malchus represents. It's the same inyan in a different way of saying. Your pupil is able to be mitzamtim, to constrict that which it sees into a tiny little dot like your eyeball. How do you fit an elephant into the eye of a needle? There's a chazal like that. The way you fit an elephant into an eye of a needle is the same thing as the pupil, is taking something big and bringing it down to pieces. But we need a big Rebbe for that, because we're not able to do that. Only person who has the whole picture can chop it up into pieces. The puzzle maker, the one who made the puzzle, can chop it up into pieces. I can't do that because I'm trying to build the puzzle. But I can't build a puzzle until the puzzle maker chops it up into bite-sized pieces. Our whole life is about building the puzzle. This is the way that we try to perceive and connect to the godliness, the divine wisdom. And we have Baruch Hashem, a lot of shalom for that. We have to connect to it. Slowly but surely, piece after piece. It takes a long time. Says Rabbi Nosson Vayitzer, And since in the morning we're starting fresh, with small chunks, it's a new day. You went to sleep, you're waking up. Physically, you're waking up. Spiritually, you're waking up. The light of the sun is broken down into small pieces. So everything is starting small. But we said yesterday that one of the downfalls of constricting something very big is that sometimes it loses its geschmack. It's a little bit boring. Just for example, I hear people talking about sports now. I'm not exactly sure what's going on that they're playing, but just for example, you have spring training. Spring training is free baseball, but it's a little bit boring because they're not really playing hard. They're not really in the full form yet. That's what the morning is. You're not in your full form yet. So therefore, you need to be mezgaber. You need to be strong. You need mechazik. You need to provide the excitement for this chunk, because the chunk itself, for reasons that it needs to be, became a little bit boring, a little bit dull, a little bit more black. But we have to realize that this is the way. This is the way to build. So be mechazik yourself. You have to wake up. We need the little rays of light before we can get to the big rays. And how do you do that? Wake up early to learn and to daven, to say Tehillim, to learn a Mishnah, to learn a Blat Gemara, to learn some Chassidus before daven. There's so many things. Go to the mikvah. Drink a coffee. Okay? I'll be our madrega. This is what you have to do. You have to wake up early. It's much better to wake up early than to go to sleep late. I think I'll pee Chassidus, I think. So he says you have to be mezgaber and wake up with an excitement, strong. With Zrizus, we discussed already in the past halachos. With Zrizus, which is an inyan of Amunah, Hislatus, Hislavus, Kedeshi, Gadol, V'yalo, V'yor, B'chinat HaShachar. To awaken, to raise, and to make that little piece much, much bigger. That small piece of divine wisdom. We want to build our amuna. You know, it's similar to kol haschalos kashas, right? That's what Chazal say. Kol haschalos kashas. All the beginnings are kasher. Kasher means hard, means black. What does that mean? So in our term, we could say Torahs on this, but what Rabbi Nosson is saying, how we could understand, is kol haschalos kashas. All beginnings are hard, they're black, because it needed to be constricted. That great light needed to be constricted into a very small little dot, the pupil, in order that you can attain and ingest and digest this little piece. But when you do that, it becomes a little bit kosher, a little bit hard and black. But if you enter into it, knowing that if you do enter in, you will be able to expand it at a certain point, you can go in with a little bit of excitement. And as Chazal say, kol is kosher. Only the beginning's hard. But mikan ve'elch, it's got erev lachem mikan ve'elch, exactly lachem. But after that, it's very sweet. It's sweet. Because when you enter in, it takes a munah. When you enter into that place of tzimtzum, you realize that there's much more elokus that's behind. You enter into that sefer, you enter into that avoda, into that chavusa, into that davening, you enter in with that slavus. Don't look at it like, oh no, gosh, I have to read these words in Gemara again, they're so hard. Enter in with slavus, it doesn't matter. And then you'll see, it'll open up for you, slowly but sure. It doesn't take one day, it doesn't take one week. It takes a long time to expand this, whatever inyan you're doing. But there's a big benefit at the end because there's a large package. There's a large amount of divine wisdom that's hiding behind that little dot. But kol kosher is a little bit difficult, but you have to go into it. It says everyone else in quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. Ura kavodi, I'm going to wake my soul, my neshama. I'm going to wake up the shachar. I'm going to make that shachar, that little people, I'm going to blow it up. Make it huge. In order that I can be zoche, to be masig, to appreciate, to perceive God in my life, in davening, when I'm eating, in all places in life. The Kaddish Baruch is there. Molech kol haaretz kevodo. It's covered everywhere. L'hakir so as well, to recognize the Kaddish Baruch. For real, not a joke. Not just talking about it, but actually recognizing the Kaddish Baruch Hu, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day. Asher l'kach notzan, he says, that's why we were created. We were created to try to recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore we have to learn the daven and to do all different types of things in order to prepare ourselves to recognize it. Every human being needs to come to this place. This is the only reason why you were brought into the world. All the worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, all these different worlds, which is a constriction, going down from Kesser down to Atzilus, down to Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, they're all constricted slowly but surely so we can understand it, we can live with it, and then hopefully then ascend back. From Asiya to the Yitzira to Bria to Atzilus and to Kesser Mamish. And as it says, begin the Yishtemodin Lay, says the Zohar Kadosh. It's all because the Yishtemodin, the Mo'da'in Lay, Da. So we should know him. We shall know Kadosh Baruch Hu. 24, quickly. The Zohar teaches on the bottom. The Zohar teaches that there is only one God. We know there's only one Rebbeinu Shalom. However, he is called by different names. It's a very interesting thing. You ever think about this? Those who have not really dabbled too much in Hasidus, is a very simple question to ask people. Excuse me, sir, why is it that sometimes a Kaddish Baruch Hu is named Kael, Elokim, Yirkevavke, Halvdal Nun Yud, Shakai, Elokim Tzavakos, Hashem Tzavakos? What is that? What are all those names? Yud Ke, Ka, he's called in Intel. Eke, Asher Eke. Can you explain that to me? I thought there was one God. Why does it sound like there's 10, 15 gods over here? Ask somebody that question. See what they say. The answer is that we may know him in each and every characteristic because the Kaddish Baruch Hu has many different ways that he relates to us in this world. God in his infinite oneness, there's no way we can relate to him. There's no world with that. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu was something himself, he broke himself down into 10 different parts, 10 spheres, not that they're separate, be very careful, it's still one God. But in our living, in our reality, in our perception, a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us 10 different ways to perceive him. Chesed and Gvura, and Tiferes, Rachamim, all different ways. And therefore, he has a different name, a different Shem Hashem for each one of those ways. Those are called the Spheres. This is one of the basic understandings of Chassidus that the Baal Shem Tov really brought to light. So that we may know him, right? Know him. We have to recognize him in all his ways. Coronavirus is Hashem's Gevura. Parnassah that you just received is Hashem's Chesed. And we can go through the whole list. How he directs the world through chesed and din, loving kindness and judgment in accordance with one person's actions. The spheres is the biggest wisdom. His mom is the biggest wisdom. It's the first of the constrictions. And we need to even constrict that further. There's many, many svarim. Lakut Maran, Lakut Halachas, of course. There's many, many svarim we need to learn. There's a lot of delving, examining, analyzing we need to do from all different types of svarim. We need a big Rebbe. We should resolve from it to Hashem to find that Rebbe, to find that divine wisdom. Break it up, chew it up, and then ultimately grow from it all. I wish I had a good day.